On today's Restump podcast, what should have been kind of a celebration of getting Jordan Clark through the door. That's what we were promised at the start of the day. It didn't materialize. Got the Rory Lobb mess to talk about and a bit of other stuff. I'm sure the Chief will be a little bit fired up about the Rory Lobb stuff. He was already fired up when he didn't want to trade. Let's start wearing purple with Gogo Bordello.
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah, start wearing purple, wearing purple.
Welcome to the Restump Podcast. My name is Brett Jojo McDonald. I'm joined by a man who'd sell Rory Lobb for a packet of chips and half a can of Coke. That is Greg the Chief Dwyer.
Hello, Jono. That's not true. Packet of chips, I'd keep the half a can of Coke. No, that's not true. That's not true. I'd like to be trading Rory Lobb, but yeah, it's turned into a complete saga. It's a mess.
Mate, this trade week, The Frio Dockers weren't around. What would be going on? The big news story would be, you know, whether Peter Laddams wants to move club or whether John Segler's going to find a new home. Granted, Rory Lobb's not that much more of a big deal, but the Adam Chera has been far and away the biggest deal to drop. And it doesn't really seem like much else is going on.
It doesn't, does it? What are they all waiting for, the last day or the last half an hour or whatever? But you're right. It doesn't seem like there's too many higher profile names going to find a new club. They're all content. Everybody's content, Jojo.
Well, maybe it all happens in the last couple of days. I mean, there's still the Hawthorn rumblings where, you know, every man and his dog's on the block. But, you know, did you see Wingard? He used your little excerpt from Wolf of Wall Street. He's not going.
I'm not going.
Yeah, in an Instagram post. He doesn't want to leave.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Good on him. That's good, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, good on him. That bugs me when a club can put you on the trading block and or you know, whether they do or they don't, they put your name out there and probably haven't even consulted you. I don't like that. And good on him for saying, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And when you do that as a player, suddenly your stock with your fans just goes through the roof.
Oh, you're the fan favourite.
Oh, you have to be, wouldn't you?
The reverse Rory Lobb.
The what?
The reverse Rory Lobb.
The reverse Rory Lobb, that's right.
Jordan Clark. We were promised Jordan Clark this morning. I was quite excited. You know, I don't want to get overly excited about Jordan Clark because, you know, as we all know, 3 years in, he's not played a lot of footy at AFL level, but I do want him. I've got to be honest, I do want him. We got told it gets done today. And there's nothing.
But the same media told us we'd be underwater in 1980, Jojo. Told us that in 1970. So don't place too much faith in the media, Jojo.
How can this not be happening for pick 22? I mean,
it's ridiculous.
It's very hard to understand, isn't it? And it's like it's all so drawn out and so dramatic. But you think about the way we've carried ourselves so far and you think about the Adam Chera trade.
Yep.
You know, and a lot of the dialogue beforehand, you know, pick six isn't enough. It's not enough. And essentially it was enough. We knew we weren't getting any more. We took it. We moved on.
Yep.
But why is it so hard for these other clubs to understand what their guy's worth?
Yeah.
And just get on with life?
Doesn't make sense at all. Well, just take it. There's pick 22. Take it and, you know, good luck to you. It's what do they want? They want pick 22 and they want a future third rounder.
Well, I think we got to the point of almost offering that, if you believe some of the news going around.
Don't offer it. Just out of principle.
They're still hanging out for pick 19. You get to the point in your own head, I would like to see Jordan Clark, because I reckon, you know, we'd whack him out on the wing. You'd be that outside runner that we're looking for.
Yep.
But if it's going to cost this, just take 19 and 22 to the draft. And if we get him next year, we get him next year. If we don't, I mean, he's not the only player running around. Whatever. Take four picks to the draft, have four picks inside 22, and let's just roll with that.
Well, I think this is the thing. We're in the we're in the box seat. We're in the win-win situation here because if we get him for pick 22, okay, great. If we don't, it's apparently a deep WIE talented draft. You know, let's go to the draft with that. So there's no real downside for us here, I don't think. So I reckon hold the line, you know, take it or leave it. 22, good luck and see you later.
Do you feel like a little bit, you know, I'm no expert negotiator, not in any way, shape or form, but if you're able to convey that kind of attitude and, you know, like a game of poker, you know, you believe it enough so you make the other person believe it. Do you reckon Peter Bell can get that kind of job done where he'll just make the Geelong bloke believe that he's taking 22 to the draft and if that you don't want it, you don't want it. You can have a player there that doesn't want to be there and he's going to leave in 12 months?
I think, you know, obviously without knowing anything, I would imagine that's the line. You're hearing what? You're hearing they're contemplating upping the, giving away the third rounder or whatever.
Well, I don't know. You just read what you read and, you know, apparently we could have possibly put a future third out there, but I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
I just think from our, as I just said, our situation is so, we're so comfortable with it. Surely Belly's looking at that going, exactly what you just said. You know, there's 20, we'll get him next year if we do, you know?
Well, the other thing is as well, like the future third, sure, like it's nice to have extra picks and we're pretty thin on the ground when it comes to draft picks next year. Yep. But a future third, I mean, what do you get if we finish mid-table again? Yep. So what's that? It's 36. What you're looking at, you know, a pick in the mid-40s to, you know, late 40s.
Yeah.
It doesn't really move the needle on much, does it? I mean, that's a throw at the dartboard at that range.
It really is. I mean, we have landed some reasonable players with, you know, low draft picks, but
yeah, we have. But I mean, there's clubs giving those picks away. There's like you look at the Gold Coast this year; they've got so many picks they can't even use the ones that are like almost beyond 30. Like they're gettable. They don't cost much. If you really want to get back into the draft, there'll be clubs next year that have too many picks and they can't use them. So just worry about it then.
Yeah, exactly. But,
anyway.
Is it like a Frio Geelong rivalry thing that they're just no one wants to give an inch?
I guess it seems to be a Frio thing. Like we'll get on to Lob in a minute, but for some reason, you know, it's acceptable for Geelong to kind of hold out for pick 22 for Jordan or pick 19 for Jordan Clark. But Frio should ship off Rory Lobb for pick 50 and be done with it because he gets paid too much. Like none of the analysis adds up.
No, it doesn't, does it? No.
Can we have a go at normalising the Rory Lobb story a little bit? Because I reckon...
Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. Can we have a crack at it? Because there's two sides to it, right? Isn't there? Really? And it's almost like, you know, Peter Bell in the red corner and Colin Young in the blue corner. Yep. And then GWS is, you know, the pretty girl standing on the outside with the ring cards.
Yep.
And... Did you hear Peter Bell, I think it was on ABC Radio, talking about Colin Young and what's gone on so far?
I did, I think.
When he compared to what Peter Bell did when he was talking about the dealings so far and how it went to church confessional.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did hear that. And then Peter Bell's reply. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's like... Colin Young just admitted that Peter Bell laid the truth out there, which wasn't a good truth for Colin Young and Rory Lobb. And that kind of like that tells us where we're at. GWS originally didn't make an offer that was good enough to Rory Lobb. They didn't have the money. They didn't make a good enough offer to Frio. Like this whole thing, and it seems like orchestrated from Rory Lobb's management from, you know, you got to think back.
Yeah.
You know, we started hearing whispers of this, you know, just after the mid-year kind of period of time. So it's been in the works for a long, long time and they still haven't managed to put anything together.
No, that's right. I mean, I don't know, Jojo. I'm all for the presumption of innocence, but in this instance, it's all on Colin Young to prove he hasn't hijacked the trade period and engulfed it in ridiculousness. It's all on him.
He has, hasn't he?
He absolutely has. He has. And it's, as I said, it's his... it's all on him to prove he hasn't. So there's a lot of, with Colin Young, there's a lot of Dan Andrews about him, Jojo. A lot of, it's everybody else's fault. You know, If the blame game was a national sport, how powerful an agent would he be? He would. So, it's him. He has made a mockery of the trade period, I think.
Well, it's also like if you're running a club and you've got a guy under contract, and let's just take Rory Lobb out of it for a second. If you GWS, you've just signed Ian Hill to a new contract, what, like 12 months ago?
Yep.
And only as recent as 1 month ago, and I'll quote him, I'm 100% keen to stay. This is the club that chose me on draft night, so I don't want to be that type of player. I want to show that love back to them. That was 1 month ago.
1 month ago he said that. That's Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill. So that's a fair backflip, isn't it, to, you know, the news breaking that GWS don't have the salary cap space to take on even a reduced form of Rory Lobb's contract, and all of a sudden Ian Hill and his $350,000 are off to Essendon.
That is outrageous. What's going on there?
That's not right, is it?
Can't be right. I mean, I know that's right what you're saying, but there's something else going on there. There has to be.
So do you believe that Rory Lobb himself wants out of Frio?
Yeah, definitely. As you said, the whispers started. In fact, you were the one who told me about it a long, long time ago. But it sounds like they've been orchestrating this since mid-year. And, you know, when your people are potentially leaking your own self-serving concocted rumours to the press, I'm not sure you need Inspector Morse to work that one out, JJ. He wants out.
And, you know, I think he does too, yeah, but it doesn't really matter. Like, everyone's speculating on the reason he wants out and whether it's, you know, Lexi getting a job in Victoria and family being there or whatever it is. He's seeking a trade to GWS now, which, you know, even in the current climate, from GWS to Victoria, it doesn't matter how close geographically you are. You could be a world away with the lockdowns and the travel embargoes and whatever else that goes on. Like, that's not moving for family. So it's pretty interesting. The first report of Rory Lobb looking around, I think, came from Cal Tomey, the afl.com.au guy.
Right.
And he was shut down in the strongest possible terms by Colin Young and Rory Lobb. The report was garbage, rah, 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 rah. Yep. The report was 100% spot on.
There was a bit of the Baghdad Bobs about that, JJ. Now, do you remember back in 2003, I think it was, the second time the West invaded Iraq, the Iraqi information minister did a live press conference outside the Baghdad airport. And he said on live TV, you know, that it was all under control, we've got it. And in the background, the US tanks were rolling in. Rory Lobb's going, "That's garbage. It's I'm here, I'm staying here." And Colin Young's in the background with six phones strapped to his head, JoJo. It was unbelievable. Yeah. It further muddies the water now when you say that back then, the absolute flat out denials, to now I want to go to Melbourne, then I want to go to GWS. It's all completely.
It's like, just take me anywhere. Does Tassie have a team? Come on. Jeez. Who's got some cap space? I need someone to take in my 700 grand. I'll reduce it to 550 if you give me another 2 years on the back end as well. That just sounds like an amazing deal. So let's just run through a few things. The things that are in favour of Frio in terms of us shipping him out and getting decent value back.
Yeah.
I think Peter Bell's attitude, and we spoke about earlier in the Jordan Clark one, like, I reckon his apparent kind of nature of just not giving a crap whether Rory Lobb wants a trade or not, adamant that they won't be able to facilitate it for the reasons we've already spoken about. Yeah. I think that's in our favour because if it's going to get done, it's going to get done on our terms.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it's going to go.
I think the idea that the kind of positional player he is, even if you are underperforming and you are overpaid, you're still a valued commodity. These ruck forwards, and I think we've heard a lot over the last week and a bit, you know, they are, you know, they don't grow on trees. They're pretty rare. And especially someone with him and his athletic ability at 205 centimetres, 105 kegs, like, you can't find those players everywhere. So even if he doesn't perform up to the money and even if people want to have a crack at him for whatever reason, like, he still is a valuable player just for the mere fact of who he is and how he's built.
Yeah, see, this is where I disagree. And maybe it's short-sighted on my part, but I don't understand that logic because, you know, if we're all pretty much in agreement that Lobb's not the guy that we hoped he would be and probably not going to be the pivotal part in a winning premiership for us, then his contract size, his position at the club, it's all irrelevant. You know, he's 28, 29, whatever it is. You know, whether he's on 700 or 300, he's only going to ever tease us. You know, he's not getting any better unless, you know, he severely ups his mental game and his mental strength and his attitude. So why would we not rip the Band-Aid off now, offload the 1.5 million?
I'm trying to outline some things in our favour. I'm just saying the type of player he is like something that's in demand around the league. And
he's not in demand. I mean, the type of player.
No, him in particular is not, but that type of player is.
Yeah, that type of player that he could be or can be.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah, I'm struggling to see the value in not him.
No, I'm just saying there's value in the type of player that he is to Freo in terms of other clubs looking in. I reckon at the age of 28. You would assume that you're getting his best footy from now on. Like he is well and truly into his prime.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think he's shown us glimpses and he's shown us bits and pieces where when at his best, he is a game-changing player.
Yeah, he is.
At his best.
At his absolute best, which is sporadic at best.
I think the other thing in our favour as well, we've got him under contract for 2 years. So, you know, there's no threat that he's walking in 12 months. You know, 24 months is a long time to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. Just ask Connor Blakely. I don't think anyone would sign up for that.
That's in our favour.
I think that's in our favour because we can't be put under pressure by his agent or himself to say, I'm just not coming to play. I want to trade. He's here for like a semi-long term.
I'm struggling to see how that's a positive.
Well, they lose the leverage. They can't force their hand in anything. Like if Peter Bell wants him back, he can just put the phone down every time someone calls and says, no, you're under contract for 2 years. Sorry.
No, I get that side of things, but I don't know how that's still a positive for us, considering we're not going anywhere great with Rory Lobb.
Well, you don't get the pressure that like an Adam Chera would have put on you where, you know, you get this mentioning, oh, I'll just go through to the preseason draft or whatever we're going to do. Like there's none of that.
Right.
Sorry, I'm trying to struggle. I'm trying to bring up some positives. I think the other positive for us, he's willing to negotiate at a lower rate to get in under the cap at GWS. So he's kind of facilitating the move and making it easier for us to organise a trade in some ways.
So why aren't we? Why isn't that getting done?
Well, now we'll get onto the negatives. The biggest negative for trying to trade Rory Lobb comes about due to our own doing.
Yeah.
And it's the size of his contract. It's like everyone wants to point to the fact that how much money he earns and how, you know, overpaid he is.
Yeah.
You got to remember that we offered him that money. He didn't offer himself that money. So that's something that we've got to cop. Like that's a huge negative. Paying him 700 odd grand or whatever it is a year, that's on us.
Yep.
And that is going to be a major hurdle in anything that we try and do.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the other thing that's not in our favour, he doesn't want to be here.
Yep.
So just having said all that about the positives, like come the end of the trade period on Wednesday, do you want to bring back Rory Lobb? Do you want to bring him back into a playing group where we talk about culture, we talk about everything that JL is trying to build with good people and everyone pulling in the right direction, and you're going to bring someone in who's almost publicly stated that they're not in?
Definitely not. This is my whole thing. It's to me the relationship's untenable now, because for what you just said, and you know the other you know we the other negative we spent 3 years on him already. So I don't see any great positive. I know you tried to stretch him out, but.
We're just trying to try and complete the picture. So the last thing I had in terms of negative factors for us is that he's going to leave a significant hole in our squad and squad makeup for next year. Because if he leaves, well, where's your other ruck? You've got Lloyd Meek, and that's it. You got to bring someone in.
Yeah, yeah, but aren't we better off? So cutting Lob, let him go to wherever on next to nothing. Rip the band.
Look, this is not the conversation yet. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen, though, right? Like, he would play if when fit. Rory Lobb is a starting 18 player for us, and we lose that guy, and we don't have anyone to plug in to do his job.
No, that's true. That's true. Yeah, he's going to be a benefit in games, or in some games.
Well, I think he's a benefit in all games if you don't have anyone else to play that spot. Mm. What else are you going to do? Play another small forward. But leads to the question then. So what compensation should we be seeking if Rory Lobb is going out the door?
Some fuel tickets to get into the airport.
So the other conversation is how much of his salary are you willing to – what are you willing
quarter
to cover?
Quarter of a million a year.
So 250. So it leaves 450 for GWS to potentially pay.
Yep. If we can get that deal.
Do you want any draft considerations coming back, or you don't care?
No, take it and go.
You had enough.
How about enough? No, look, I don't know. If you can – maybe the third rounder that we can flick to Geelong. If you could get him off the books, there's $1.5 million, right? Now, if we pay, even saying we pay $250,000 a year, it still frees up $1 million. It frees up $1 million in salary cap. It gives us a 2 years to spend on developing a replacement, who we get in the draft or whoever. You know, I want to do that hard pain now. Because I think we're going to get 2 years down the road, and we're going to be in the similar predicament.
So this kind of option might not be on the table, but would you rather do that, or swallow a greater proportion of Lob's salary in exchange for a higher draft selection, a little like we did with Will Brody? So let's say you're not going to get 13. You're not going to get 13. No. But let's say in the pursuit of Chad Wingard, they try and split their 13. They end up with something in the teens and something in the 20s, hypothetically.
Yep.
So do you swallow the salary and you take something in the 20s for Lob?
Yeah, I'd do that. I think I would do that. Would you do that?
I don't know. It's a really tricky one, isn't it?
No, but it's not. It's not, because we've got all the information at hand. He does not want to be here, JoJo.
My question is, so what would you rather do? You take a pick in the 50s and swallow the whole thing? Like swallow the majority of the money?
Oh, if someone was going to give us a pick in the 50s and take his whole salary off our hands, sign it.
The cost of this as well, like there's not just a monetary cost, but we're going to have to fill the spot. What if I told you that if we got this deal done, JL's bringing in Mason Cox on a one-year deal?
That's not happening. That is not happening.
We're going to need a stopgap. They have to do something. It doesn't happen through the draft. Like, they'll get someone in a one-year deal. If Lob ends up going, and I know they've said it's off and it's not happening, but we've heard that still about 20 happen. Times already.
Yeah.
Someone's coming in on the cheap, and it might not be through trade period, but it could be through delisted free agency or through the draft or through a rookie draft. They're going to have to fill a hole somehow.
You know what? You know who I'd take? It's not going to cost us anything. Levi Casbolt.
You love Casbolt.
I love Levi Casbolt. Give him a one-year deal, JoJo. One-year deal, minimum salary. That'd do. And then meanwhile, we try and develop someone, one of these kids we're going to pick up.
Yeah.
Mason Cox. Perth's not big enough for Mason Cox. You know, is it, do you think?
He's got a lot to say considering what he's done on the field. What was it? It was a prelim?
Yeah, what did he, 4 goals in a prelim, and he's the greatest player that's ever played the game. But off the field, he's that Australian-based US correspondent, JoJo. He's the big cheese. So Perth's too small for him, I think. So I'm pretty comfortable we're not getting him.
Yeah.
Who else is out there?
There's not much. No one you'd be excited about. This whole I was so excited, like not excited, but I was quite optimistic coming into Monday off the weekend, hearing that, you know, the Rory Lobb dialogue was kind of starting to materialize. And as much as I don't like it, you know, the Ian Hill request to trade to free up some money and maybe find a way in. It's like, okay, this is going to get done. We're going to have Jordan Clarke. Today just ended up as a bit of a nightmare. We got nowhere. And now we're embroiled in the middle of a bloody Rory Lobb soap opera.
Do you know what's going to happen? Do you know with Rory Lobb, you know what's going to happen, man? He's going to return. He's going to do the George Costanza. He's going to rock up the preseason and just act like he never quit or he never wanted to go anywhere. You know when George rocked up to the – he quit and then he just turned up to the meeting and – no, I didn't quit.
So you reckon Rory Lobb's in the team meeting just holding up the bit of paper with the set plays, making it look like – just so no one can see his face. Zach Costanza.
That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you. He's like, what are you talking about? I was never here. I was always here. I love my teammates. We're best mates.
That's the other thing. It'd be interesting to see how he's received. I mean,
does he even know where Mandra is?
Mandra?
Yeah.
You think he's going to be spending a fair bit of time at Peel?
Got 22 games there next year, I reckon.
He wouldn't be down there, but you can kind of infer from the way Bell spoke even before all this started happening.
Yeah.
You know, because he's using the terms like at his best and, you know, those kind of things about Rory Lobbs, implying that obviously we have,
if you get some consistency.
We haven't got the best out of him. He hasn't been able to stay fit either.
Yep. All those cliches.
So they're not 100% happy with the way he's tracking either. So it's a relationship that's not happy coming from both ways.
No, it's
definitely
not.
It'd be interesting to see what happens.
I'll bet you $1 million Bell wants him gone. It's the old Jesse Hogan thing where he had to try and make out, we need him, we want him, whatever. I reckon, I'll just about guarantee you, I reckon Bell wants him gone.
Oh, we'll see how it plays out. Yeah, I think so. But, it seems like a tough one, just for a number of reasons. Too many bits of the jigsaw puzzle have to fit together. Yeah. Nothing else has really happened in this trade week. Have anything stood out to you that you've seen?
Not really. The only thing I did see today, my man Sonny Walters, JoJo.
Back on the track.
Back out there training hard. Going to get more.
Needs to, doesn't he?
No, absolutely not. But that's just his dedication. Going to get more midfield time this year. He'll watch him. Watch his year go. Watch his 2022, JoJo.
Well, I'd be happy if he got more midfield time. We get the better out of him. Best Michael Walters out of him, wouldn't we?
Where he needs to be.
You see, this. I know he hate these things. Robbo's top 50. He left out Nat 5. You'll do the David Letterman test. Is that anything?
I don't think it floats either.
It doesn't float.
It doesn't float. I hate this question because it actually made me have to go and have a look at the list.
That's why I kind of asked you. I knew you'd hate it.
I know, yeah. You know what we should do? Start an annual top 50 list of AFL reporters. Let's do that. A lot of daylight on that.
Your only problem would be who to find to put at number one. Who are you putting at number one?
Who
of them.
Who are you putting at number 45? there'd be a lot of daylight on that list. You know, I'll put it up. The Bev, you know that kid from the Bev show or whatever he does? I've seen that kid. The Bev show. He'd be number one. He's better than all those guys. I don't know what criteria Robbo was using, JoJo. Paul Seedsman got a gig. Brandon Stasovic got a gig. No Fifey. I mean, they're good players. Don't get me wrong. They're handy players. But are you kidding me? Very strange.
Is Brandon Stasovic in the top 50?
He's in there.
Okay.
Top 50 season.
Under 19s. Did you watch any of that? That was streamed online on the weekend?
I didn't. I actually didn't. No, I missed that.
My man, Gussie Sheldrick, on fire again. 29 touches. Kicked a goal right at the end that put us right in the game. Got to get him. Late pick. Let's get him.
Has he been spoken to yet, JoJo?
Well, I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. I'm out of touch. It's not footy season anymore. It's not footy season. Footy season's over. But good to see the boys doing well. They've been in South Australia 3 times in a row now.
Really?
We're on fire. The other little story I liked was I get like the little AFL alerts on the app on my phone. Yeah. And I think either two or three times this week it's come up and said North Melbourne reject Godfather offer for the number one pick. And it's just teams offering them like one other pick in the top 10 plus a bunch of junk for their number one pick. And as if they've like it's so coveted, they're just going to reject it. They're rejecting stupid offers. It's like no one's made North Melbourne an offer that's worth taking yet. That's why they've rejected every offer.
Is that right? That's like that's a
can you imagine now, mate, Maddie, if they gave up the number one pick? She'd be devastated.
She'd flip out, wouldn't she? And rightly so, too. Because they're going to grab that kid from Adelaide, are they?
Yeah, you'd say so. Yeah. Yeah. And he looks like he could be something special.
Yeah, gotcha. You couldn't. The what's been offered North Melbourne, it's like you in fantasy football. You package up about 8 duds and try and get some jet.
That's no way to speak to your back-to-back champion.
Yeah. But the silly thing is it works for you. So thankfully North Melbourne aren't part of our footy league, otherwise they'd take it. So, that's crazy. No? That's like the fans that you see on social media. I'll give you Connor Blakely and pick 50 for Jack Steele. Something like that. So, hey, Jojo, we got a new segment.
Oh no, I don't know what it is, but you didn't bring this up with me. So, okay, what are we doing?
It's called what is it called? Ask Jojo. So we get a lot of messages. We get a lot of people asking questions about you for whatever reason. I don't know, but they want to know more about you, Jojo. So. We're starting a new question. Ask Jojo anything. And BC messaged or posted, said wants to get your dating advice. Now.
No, that was more of a general question. Said, could we ask dating advice? And to be honest, I'm a very bad person to ask for dating advice. Not at all qualified to give any kind of dating advice.
There's a line of girls that would say the same thing. That's going to be the new segment, Joe. So anyone that wants to know anything about, you know, about Jojo, about, you know, your life, your business, your days at the polo club, your whatever, you know, send in a question and, we'll do that segment at the end of each pod, Jojo.
All right. Well, I'd like to say I look forward to it, but that wouldn't be a truthful statement. So, great. Is that all you've got? No other.
God, that's all we got. This has been a terrible pod, Jojo.
Yeah, I know. Well, I've got to be honest. I'm a bit flat after today.
So am I.
You know, I thought we were doing all right. You know, we got decent compensation for Chera, and this lob thing has come along, and I can. I don't know. I was never the biggest lob fan, but it's kind of hit me for six a little bit. I don't know what quite to make of it. Like,
I know.
Why is he so keen to leave Freo? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know either. But you know what? And probably last comment on it. It makes me think back through the year and watching some of his efforts. And there were times when he did not even raise an effort. And that to me is your mental gain, that's your mental capacity, your lack of mental strength. And then to want out, yeah, there's a lot there, Jojo. There's a lot there that sort of all ties in, I think.
All this sorted out by the end of the week and we can be a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more excited. I tell you what I am excited about is the draft. I think we've done really, really well. And as we said earlier, if we can hold on to our picks, have 4 picks inside 2025 or whatever it is, I think we're in a really good spot.
That'll get us back up and about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this idea of drafting who will be Freo Docker people, like when once you draft, like Adam Chera, he can't escape it. He's a Freo Docker person. Like,
yep.
So we need more Freo Docker people and we're going to get them in the draft and that's exciting. But
and
let's
the
leave
good thing,
yeah.
The good thing is that this draft, it's all WA talent.
Yeah, but we don't have to take just WA guys. You take the best player.
You take the best player, but a lot of the time they're going to be the best player this year, aren't they?
Well, in the spots we're drafting, I think there's going to be really good options.
Yeah.
We're actually just in the midst of negotiating with a draft analyst expert to come on and give us the inside word on all the WA talent. So hopefully have a bit more to say on that in the next week or so. But, yeah, in the lead up to draft, hopefully we'll have someone who actually knows what they're talking about come on here. Yeah, and get them to talk about it and not just boost up one particular player from the draft like we do or I do. Yeah,
so, that's brilliant.
Yeah, that's right. Should we leave it there? We'll be back on Thursday, hopefully in a better spirit once we've sorted out the Jordan Clark trade and the Rory Lobb mess is hopefully over. I'm kind of hoping now he's gone so it can just be done with. But until then, are you still down with the re-stump?
Oh, look, I don't want to be served a lawsuit and end up at court, but someone must have been on the juice. I mean, what sort of a racket nets Lob 700,000 a year?
Start wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So, yeah.